Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we try that we could be
and society standards on teens. Don't worry, this will not be your average sophomore boring conversation that your parents set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens. So speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others. Enjoy. If you have any opinions or questions to share, we have the chat room set up, and you can also contact us at www.facebook.com/theessenceofsuccessnetwork.com. Yeah, so... Oh, sorry, guys. Last week, I had to cancel. Like, I just recently started soccer. I started soccer, so I mean, like, our actual tournament doesn't start beginning until like June, I believe. But you know, we're conditioning now, and like me, I've always been an athlete, but it's like every time I really like joined the sport for real, like something always came up and as to where I had to quit. It's either, you know, I had this at home or, yeah, you know, this is just a long story. And it, I know it's okay that I'm starting kind of late. I mean, well, you know, I cheered and stuff. But then after a while, cheering just wasn't enough for me anymore. And it was just annoying. So I just didn't like it anymore. But it's like, so last week I just had a, last Thursday I just had a bad day. Like my teacher really made me upset, like, so upset. Like, I've never had such a childish or petty teacher, so, and she was harassing me, so then had to go to the office on that. And then soccer practice, I was just tired. My voice was hurting, like, I just couldn't do it, oh my God. And everybody's like, oh my God, what happened to the show this week? And I'm so sorry. I really am. But I'm back then. what we're going to be talking about today is perseverance. That's really like the theme of today, because as teenagers, you know, we go through a lot, and it's like, I don't know about everybody else, but especially me, like when something happens that I don't like, or like I get annoyed with something, I automatically just don't want to do it anymore, or I'll just stop. If it's a person, I'll just stop talking to them. If it's a sport, I will quit. If it's an assignment, I just won't do it. Like, I'd rather just take the L. Like, I'm that type of person to where, like, if something is annoying me or something like that, I just try to get it out of my life. That's probably why I've never been, like, successful in a relationship because it's, like, every time somebody annoys me or, like, we get into an argument, it's, like, I just don't want to do it anymore. So I'm just going to be, like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, we should break up. And definitely never had a relationship for more than, like, a month. Well, no, I'm lying. I had my last relationship for, like, a year or some change, but I still broke up with him, like, 1,000 times throughout that whole process. But anyways, so what I want to talk about perseverance. Like, last week, I feel like I should have persevered through my pain, but, you know, sometimes you just can't do it. But, like, I've been learning more about it, like, with the soccer. After we practice and we started weight training, and then at the end of practice, we have to run 3 laps around my school. Mind you, my school is humongous. Like, I'm not talking about, like, you know, some tiny little lap. I'm talking about, like, a lap that's bigger than going around a football field. Like, seriously. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, what is this? But it's like, so we run, we walk, and then we run again. And then the last couple minutes, like, right when you're about to reach the door, like, maybe a block. No, I don't want to say. It's, like, a little bit less than a block. Like, right before you reach it, you have to sprint. So I'm like, okay. And it's like, I had to keep telling myself not to quit. Like, it was other girls who were running, and it was, of course, it was girls who were, like, slower than me. Like, I was still in at least the top 4 throughout the whole thing of us running. And then it was, like, last couple moments, it's like, you just want to give up so much. Like, your legs are hurting. Your breath could be out of whack. Your breath's out of whack. Your stomach hurts. You know, sometimes the cramps, like, especially, like, if you haven't been eating right, and then now you just running. Stomach cramping up, you're tired. Then I had, like, this thing tying my hair up. I didn't have a scrunchie, so I used, like, I don't know, it was like a piece of material, something that I found in my class. So then, and I have, like, single twists right now. So, like, that was just, like, a jumbled mess, and, like, the thing popped, and, like, I just wanted to give up so badly. But they're like, no, come on, you got it, you almost there. And, like, I really had to sit there and tell, don't quit, like, almost there, you're almost there, don't quit. And I just felt so good after it. Like, I wanted to quit so bad, but since I didn't quit and it hurt so much, I felt so good when I persevered. Like, I felt so good. It's like you just get that feeling of accomplishment, especially when it's something that you don't want to do and, like, you don't feel like you can get through it, and then you get through it, like, you finally pass that test or, you know, whatever. It's like you just feel amazing. And so, like, once that happened, when I first started the soccer thingy, that was, like, 2 weeks ago with this conditioning, once that happened, I don't know, like, I just found, like, a new lease on life, I want to say. And I'm not saying, you know, just go running and push through it, because it's difficult. And I'm not saying that every situation is going to be easy to push through. But, like, once you push through, you feel just, I don't know, it's just like a good feeling. Like, so every day I'm coming home, my legs are sore, I'm a little bit tired, but each and every day is getting a little bit easier. It's getting a little bit easier. I'm getting back into it. They're like, oh, track star. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm just trying my hardest. And it's like, some people get tired, or, like, they don't want to do the workouts for me. And I was never, like, I mean, most of my family is athletes, and my mom is, like, a fitness trainer and stuff. But, like, for the most part, I've never been, like, the super-duper, like, health addict or the super-duper workout addict, you know, that type of person. I've never been that type of person. So, but now it's like, I want to, the other girls, like, when they're doing it, or they don't do it right because they feel like, you know, they're tired, or they feel like the coach is just being annoying or whatever. I'm like, no, come on, you have to do it. I'm like, because if you do this, I'm like, you're going to get better. I'm like, the only person that you're cheating is yourself. And I had to tell myself that even with my grades as well, because, like, I'm an honor student. I've always been an honor student. So it's like sometimes I'll skip a couple homework assignments or something like that because I know it's not going to affect me too much. And it's like, you know, why be a B student when you can be an A student? So, like, that's what I've been having to tell myself, because I'm just like, you know, I don't have to do that. You know, I don't really care. I don't, like, I'm the type of person, not to be cocky, but I can wake up and get a B. But it's like, why get a B when you can get an A, you know? Like, why not be to the best of your ability? And that's what I just want to tell everybody right now, especially as we're teenagers and, like, we're getting and developing all of these lazy habits and these lazy thinking, just being lackadaisical with our friends. It's like, you have to keep going. You have to push through all of this, all of the nonsense. Like, you know, we feel like everything is annoying right now, and, like, you know, if our friends, if we have a fight with our friends, it's just the end of the world, or, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, all of this stuff is going to pass. All of it is going to pass. That heartbreak is going to pass. That F on that chest is going to pass. You know, your mom getting on your nerves is going to pass. You know, all of this is going to pass. You just have to get through it. You have to push through it. And that's where, I mean, you know, have another conversation about God and, you know, having faith, because that's very important too. You know, but we'll talk about that another day, because that's a deep topic, if you know what I'm saying. But I just want everybody to push through. Like, I want you to persevere through anything, and, like, don't be afraid to do something, because, like, me too. I was always, like, afraid to do stuff. I mean, like, people always knew that, like, I had, you know, what did they, it's a saying. It's like, some people have greatness thrust upon them. Some people are born great. And some people, you know, make themselves great. And, like, I never thought, I'm like, you know, if you're not born with it, you know, you don't, you're just not going to do it. But that's not true. Like, you can teach yourself so many things. Like, we have YouTube now. Like, we have so many DIYs, and it's called, DIY stands for do-it-yourself. You see, like, a whole bunch of these on Instagram. We see them on Twitter. We see them on especially YouTube. And it's like, you can teach yourself anything nowadays. It's like, you just have to get through it. It's like, because they say successful people finish what they start. And, like, I feel like us as teenagers, we don't always finish what we start. Like, we're just like, oh, blah, you know, I have time. That's the number one statement. I can never say I've heard, like, nobody. Almost every one of my friends, every teenager I've come into contact with have always had, like, a statement like, oh, I have time. Like, especially with, like, looking for colleges and everything. Like, oh, I have time doing a paper. Oh, you know that paper due next week? Oh, I have time. You know, stuff like that. Or, like, oh, you know, I'm a little heavy, but, you know, it's like, oh, I have time. You know, but, like, do it now. Get it over with now. And I had to tell my brother that, like, because I'll come in the house and he won't clean up. And it's like, because he just thinks he has all the time in the world. It's like, just do it now. Just get it out the way so you can have the rest of the night to yourself. You don't have to worry about nobody coming and yelling at you about why the dishes aren't washed, or why this isn't done. It's like, do it now. Come on, persevere. Push through it. I know you don't want to do it. Trust me, because I don't want to do it either. It's like, you have to do certain things. Like, we have to go to school. Nobody wants to sit in the same classroom, the same school, seeing the same people for 4 years, the same teachers, you know. No, nobody wants to do that. And I'm pretty sure professors and people who get their PhDs and people who get their masters, like, they're like, oh, my God, I don't want to keep being a student, you know. But it's like, at the end, the result is greatness. That's what we have to do. We have to start persevering. We have to start pushing through. And I definitely need to take this advice as well. And I've just had that. And I'm just like, you know what? That's what I'm going to talk about this week. Persevering, pushing through. Even when you don't want to do it, you have to push through. So I just, I don't know. I just feel, like, so passionate about this subject because, like, this really pertains to me, especially because, like, I don't push through certain things. I know I just said that and I sound, you know, so redundant. But it's, like, seriously, even, and then when you get in you become an adult, it's like people have this thing of procrastination. Like, people procrastinate everything. So,
Ms. Bakia, you have a call on 732 and also on 862.
Okay.
732, you're on the air with Ms. Bakia. 862, you're on the air with Ms. Bakia. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Bakia.
Hey, Rave. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I keep coughing because, like, when I was coming home for practice, I was really sweaty, and then it started, like, you know, the wind and everything. So it's like, it's just my windpipe is just, like, terrible right now. But hey, Rabe, so, do you ever have to push through stuff like you don't want to do? Rabe? Hello? Okay.
They're on the air. I guess they didn't want to talk because she just took herself off. But 862 is still on the line with you.
Okay. 862? Okay, nobody wants to talk tonight. I'm sorry. Okay, nobody wants to talk tonight. It's fine. You guys don't have to be nervous. Like, if, you know, I'm like a mean person or anything like that. I'm not going to bite you. But it's fine. So, I don't know. I just wanted, that was just like my PSA for the day, public service announcement. Oh my God, that was like especially because like, oh my God. And even in my health class, we have to do this PSA project. And like, oh my God, it's like my teacher gave us 3 weeks to do it. And each and every day, my group, we started talking about it in the beginning. And then we just kind of slowly forgot about it. And now it's due on Monday. So now we're, like, rushing to make the script, rushing to make the video, you know. So sometimes you really have to do stuff that you don't want to do. But I appreciate everybody who does call in every week and who is supporting me and, you know, texting and telling me, you know, how much you appreciate it. I really do appreciate that. Because, you know, I'm just getting started. And I didn't think that I was going to do, you know, this at first. But I'm happy that I've been persevering, word of the day, and getting through this because, like, now it's becoming a little bit more popular. Like, I feel like I'm starting to reach more people. And it's like, it's, at the end of the day, it's about having fun. You know, we're teenagers. It doesn't all have to be serious. But, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody makes, you know, better life decisions now so that when you get older, so that when you get older, you can reap the benefits. Like they say, you reap what you sow. So if you start sowing little seeds of greatness, you know, stuff like that, then that's what you'll harvest, greatness. And, okay, so a tip for them. My mom is this millionaire lady named Stormy Wellington, right? And my mom is friends with her, and she tells my mom that we should say acclamations. And, I mean, we knew about that before, but, like, now it's more prominent now. So acclamations are, like, things you say out loud to yourself. I know it feels a little weird, feels a little crazy. Like, you can do it by yourself. But sometimes, like, what we have to say to ourselves, you have to speak your life. That's what I wanted to say. You have to start speaking your life. And when you speak your life, you have to, it's like you put good energy out there and stuff like that. And so that you can get it back. So with these acclamations, you know, she tells us, and, you know, we feel so funny and weird and silly, you know, when we say it. But it's like now it's getting easier. And it's like the more you say it, you'll believe it. It's like even, it was even like a study like that before that. Like even if everything is not okay and you tell yourself that it's okay, that it'll be, it might actually turn out okay. My philosophy teacher, he was telling us stuff like that. Like, he was telling us about, you know, how people should think. And it's like, these are one of the things. Like, you have to watch your internal conversation. You know what I mean? You have to watch what you're saying to yourself. Like, sometimes my friends think it's silly. I mean, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't say everything perfectly. But, like, I don't say the word D-E-A-T-H. You'll never hear me say that word, or K, like K-I-L-L, you'll never hear me say those words. Like, I'll say D or I'll say K, or if I'm talking about M-U-R-D-R, I'll say M, because my mom believes that very much so, that words have power. So it's like, I don't say those words, and it's like, now I have to start training myself not to say other words like stupid or dumb. It's like, mom trained us not to say those words a long time ago when we were younger. So it's like, that's just now packaged, just ingrained to me. I'd be like, oh, D. And then it's like, if it's something in a book or I'm reading aloud or something like that, it's like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to say this word. So I'll just be like, D. And they'll be like, D. I'm like, yeah, D. You know, I don't see the word. So it's like, don't call yourself stupid. Don't call yourself ugly. Don't call yourself fat or anything like that. Like, I have to get myself on that too. definitely. Like, I don't talk down to myself. Of course not. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Luke Thomas just says, oh, I'm so fat. Don't say stuff like that. You have to speak it, your life into existence. So what my mom makes us do is she makes us sit in the mirror, and you have to say, I am great. I am powerful. What is the rest of it? I do step up. Step up, whatever your name is. I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. I am loved by God. I am protected by God. I am, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember because we usually have like a list. And it's like, I am lovely. I am beautiful. I am nice looking. Everybody loves me. Everybody listens to me. You know, you don't have to be vain with it. And this is not being vain, and this is not being conceited. Don't feel like you're just, you know, some type of selfish somebody who just looks at themselves in the mirror. But seriously, this is stuff that you have to say yourself. And this is stuff that boosts your self-esteem, because the more you say it, the more you'll believe it. And then once you believe it, you'll have that attitude and you have that confidence, and you'll be able to push through anything and stand up to anybody. And people don't understand how important confidence is, how important believing in yourself is. And it's like, I know as us being young, and it's even in my school especially, like, first off, in my old school, people were always too confident. And you'd be like, oh, my God, ew. Or you'd be like, oh, my God, she's so ugly. How did she get all these guys? You know, I know everybody has, you know, these conversations. I'm like, ew, he's ugly. How did he get all these girls? Or, you know, stuff like that, because they're confident. Like, seriously, they're confident. Like, confidence is key. I have seen some of the most, I just said I'm going to stop saying ugly. So my godfather, he calls some people facially challenged. Facially challenged. So it's like these facially challenged people, but they get everything that they want because they have this certain attitude, they have this mindset. And that's what we have to do. We have this mindset. And we attract what we are is what I'm going to say. We attract what we are. So if you want to attract better things, you want to attract better life, you want to attract the better mate, you have to turn yourself free as well. You can't just say, oh, I want a $1 million house, but you're not doing anything. You're not doing your work. You keep calling yourself ugly. You keep calling yourself stupid and all of that other stuff. You can't do stuff like that. You have to always believe in yourself. And I know sometimes it's difficult. Trust me, it's difficult. Like, do not think that I am the most confident person in the world. Like, trust me, I am not. I'm the most confident person in the world. People ask me why I don't post body pictures, and it's not because of that. But, you know, sometimes, like, you look a little weird. And I'm just like, oh, I just don't. I mean, of course, there's a morale to it, too. Like, oh, I just don't want a whole bunch of people seeing my body, blah, 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 blah. I'm not talking about, like, naked pictures. I'm just talking about, like, full body pictures. And I'm just like, I don't know. I just always felt like I didn't look right. Like, I never just wanted to take a full body picture. But it's like now I'm getting older, and now I'm saying, like, you know, it's okay to take a full body picture. I mean, you don't got to be dying with it. But you know what I'm saying. So I just want everybody to be more confident within themselves, because confidence is key, and everybody wants good colleges. We all want to have good grades. We all want to have good friends and stuff like that. So you have to tell yourself things really seriously. Sit in the mirror sometimes and say, I am great. I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. I am loved by God and protected by God. I am lovely. All doors are open for me. This is stuff that is serious. If you ever listen to any millionaires, any of these conversations, like, you know, it's lots of millionaires. Oh, it's this man named Myron Golden. Maybe one day I'll put, like, a link to it. And he was not autistic. First off, he had means he couldn't really walk. And then on top of that, he was dyslexic. So he couldn't read really. He was good with mathematics. He said that's what he was good with. But he couldn't really read and all this other stuff. He barely finished high school and everything. He turned himself into an entrepreneur, and now he makes six figures. He's a millionaire, and then he helps other people create their wealth as well. And that's what you have to do. This is what I'm saying. Now, we have to start persevering through things. My aunt, I have an aunt who is blind, okay? She's blind. Yet, she still pushes through everything, still is successful, still has a job. She still even writes. You know, I mean, not necessarily, not, you know, right. But she has this thing called Dragonfly, and, like, she uses it to type. Like, you know, they can text to type. So she uses that. She still types. She still cooks. She still cleans. Trust me, I know you were saying, like, she's not blind. No, but seriously, she's blind. And she doesn't let anything stop her. She does not let you treat her disabled or anything. I mean, of course, she doesn't drive or anything like that, but she still does. I need you to do this. Don't ever feel bad for me. Don't ever, you know, pity me or something like that. I don't need to be pity. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I tell other people. And it's like, you know, sometimes I have a couple friends who are a little weak or they just like to beat down on themselves. And, like, I don't mean to be mean, and I'm not mean to anybody. Like, I'll give you some time to, you know, pick yourself back up and get it together. But at the end of the day, you cannot sit in your misery. You sit in your misery too long, that's what you're going to be. You're going to be a miserable person. Nobody's going to want to talk to you. Nobody's going to love you. So you need to pick yourself up. You have to stop feeling bad for yourself. And I know so many people like that. And it's like people in my school are all like that. You know, I go to a different high school. This is what it's like. People are... I mean, they accepting, like, they have, like, gays and stuff like that. People accept that. But it's still people who are, like, super depressed. It's still people who are super depressed. Like, but for what reason? You're alive. Every day you wake up, you should be happy. I don't care what happens with your family. Cause, trust me, I don't have the best family. I don't have the best friends. Everything with me is not perfect. But you know what? I get up every day, and I still try my hardest, and I still do my best, and I still walk around with a smile on my face. This is what you have to start doing. This is what people have to start doing. Once you start having these good conversations, all of this good energy, you know, what did they say? Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. That's what I'm telling you. Sit in the mirror. Tell yourself you're great. Everybody has great qualities. Everybody has great talents. Everybody has great talents. And it's like my friend before, what did he say to me? He's like, you know, you're so talented. And I'm like, you know, thank you. And I'm like, so are you. And he's like, how? And, like, I didn't know how to respond to him. I did not know what to say to him because I was going to start listing his talents, but at the same time, I wanted him to see it for himself. I wanted him to see it for himself because you have to look for what's inside of you. You know, like, come on now. Everybody has some type of talent. Everybody is passionate about something, you know? And even if you're a super passionate person about everything or, you know, whatever, and you don't have it all together, still try. Please try. We are the next generation. We are the future. We have to be a better, you know, versions of ourselves. We have to grow up so that we can be great members of society. We need to start contributing to society. And I'm not saying you have to become the president or you have to open, you know, 3,000 nonprofit organizations, but just being a good citizen. Just being a good citizen, just being somebody who's not, you know, with the crime and not with the depression and not with the everything else like that. You know, come on, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I don't like when people do that. My mom never let me do that, and I used to think that she was so mean. Like, if I wasn't in a mood or if I was in my menstrual cycle or something like that, she would still make me get up and walk or get up and do this. She's like, you can't feel weak. You can't let weakness get inside you because that is from the devil. And once that stuff, and I'm not saying, you know, some people are atheists. If you're atheist, you know, that's fine. I don't judge. But, you know, once you that get inside of you, it's going to stick on you like a leech. It's going to start going all through your body, and it's going to be through in every conversation and wherever you go. It's going to follow you like a dark cloud. It's going to eat you alive. So stop. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't know where this is coming from. Because this is not even really what I wanted to talk about today. I'm just talking about perseverance. Well, I mean, this has to do with perseverance, too. Push through the struggle. Push through the pain. Push through it. If you think it's bad, people have had it worse. You know, Oprah was molested by her cousins. Then she got pregnant. And then the baby was stillborn. Tyler Perry lived in his car. So did Omari Hardwick. R. Kelly was sleeping on the beaches, singing in the subways, McDonald's for food and money. Like, seriously, people go through so much. People go through so much and people don't understand. It's because they persevered. You have to have that, you know, even if you don't have it, make it, create it. And I'm serious. I'm not sugarcoating it for anybody. Make it. Make yourself great. Make yourself awesome. Tell yourself, I am great. I am a champion. I want to hear everybody say it. I am great. I am a champion. Everything turns to gold. Everybody loves me. All doors are open for me. I am lovely. I am sweet. I am beautiful. I am handsome. I'm an athlete. You know, I'm healthy. I'm fit. Say that to yourself and believe in it. Honestly, seriously, start believing it because you are great. You don't have to be perfect. Nobody is perfect. And if anybody was to say anything to you, you have to ignore them. You have to ignore them. And I don't mean to be religious, but even with Jesus in the Bible, nobody, you shouldn't let anybody tell you anything, first off. Because Jesus in the Bible, it was like a lady who had like slept with her husband or no, slept with somebody else's husband, something like that. And they were about to cast her with stones. That's what the people used to do back in the days. Like if they found out you did something that was, you know, against the rules, they would stone you. And then Jesus said, let the first person. Damn. Well, that went over time.
Got something to say, yeah. I know I see.